The Gemara and Daf Chavdal and Beis is discussing whether you can be Maila mi Nesias Kapayim liyuchsin. So after the Gemara says you could be Maila mi Truma liyuchsin, according to one Mandamer, if you see a Kain eating Truma, you could assume he's a Kain Yuchas, or else he wouldn't eat Truma. The question is, what if you see a Kain duchening? If you see him being Ayla duchen, doing Nesias Kapayim, is that a Raya that he's a Kain, and now we could assume he's a Kain Yuchas, Ligabe getting married as well? And the Gemara says that you can't bring a raya from Truma to Nesias Kapayim because maybe Truma, if you see a Kain eating Truma, that's a raya that he's a Kain because Truma is a Isser Misa. He wouldn't do it if he's not a Kain. But Nesias Kapayim, which is only an Isser Asay, maybe it's not such a raya. Maybe he's really not a Kain, maybe he's a Zar, but it's not as Chomer to do Nesias Kapayim if you're a Zar. It's only an Isser Asay, and therefore maybe that's not enough of a raya to be Maila from Nesias Kapayim, Liyuchsin. So it's Mavur from the Gemara that there is an Isser Asay for a Zar to be Nesias Kapayim to Duchen. And from here, is a kasha, the Chenin asks a shaka kasha, and Tosis in Masach HaShabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, and Mabez. Remember this says on Daf Kuf Yud Ches, that Rabbi Yossi said on himself, Mi Yomei Lo Avarta El Dibri Chavera, I never did anything against what my friends told me to do. And he says, Yodea Ani Basri She'eni Kain, I know that I'm not a Kain, Im Oimrim Li Chavera, Alei Leduchan Ani Ayla, if my friends would have told me to go ahead and Duchan, do Nisir Skafayim, I would have done it, because I don't want to go against what my friends told me to do. So Taisa says over there, "B'demasko ilo hayarmin lichaver alel aduchan." He says, "Lo yadari." The reader doesn't know. Ma iser yesh bazar alel aduchan. He didn't know what iser is for bazar to be alel aduchan. Imloy mishum brachel matala. If not, maybe for brachel matala. Shalok ahanim amritari levarachas Yisrael. So Taisa says, "I don't understand the big deal. What iser is there for bazar to be alel aduchan? We don't find any iser. Maybe it's an iser brachel matala, but more than that, we don't really find any iser." So, Frank Tachan in the Magen Rami asks this kasha in the beginning of Kuf Chav Ches. So, in Kuf Chav Ches, he says, "What do you mean? I don't know what this is. It's Beferish and Agamar. There's an Isra Asay. It's an Isra Asay for the Tzar to be Eidel Adukhan, like Rashi says. Kosavarcha Atem Velo Tzarim. It's an Isra Asay. What does Taisus mean that he doesn't know?" And the Magen Avram has a tzad to say that maybe the Isra Asay Gufa is because of Brachel Vatala. Maybe that's what Agamar means. The Isra is Brachel Vatala. There's no other Isra that's Gufa what the Isra is, and that's what Taisus means, which is Well, the Kechidosh, because first of all, it's a machlekes Rishonim, if Brachel Vatala is Daraisa Darabanan, some Rishonim hold it's Darabanan, so it would be difficult to refer to that as an Isser Asay. And even if you hold it's Daraisa, the Pasha says it's a lav, not an Asay. So it's a little bit Tzarechian to call that an Isser Asay. The Ramah himself asks his Kasher, he says, a different shot over there, Ayin Sham. But there's a Gvalik Kechidosh, Gvalik Abir from the Hafla over here. The Hafla says, a Gvalik Kechidosh, that the same way there's a mitzvah for a kayin to give a bracha to a yid, to Yisrael, so who adin is a mitzvah on Yisraelim to be misbara from a kayin, to get a bracha from a kayin. It's a mitzvah asay to make sure they get a bracha from a kayin. So zakta afla, that's what the Gemara means over here, that's the Isra asay. If you have kahanim duchening, there's a mitzvah on you to hear the bracha from the kahanim. If you go up to the duchen and you join them, you're not getting the bracha from them. You're giving the bracha and you're being mevatel of asay to get the bracha from the kayin. That's what the Gemara means over here. That is the bitul asay. Mimele says, if there are no kahanim being oil duchen, it's just you, then there's no bitul asay because there's no one giving the bracha anyways. And that could be what Tosis and Shabbos is referring to with Tzir, where no one else is giving the bracha. And in such a case, there would not be a bitul asay. So, al kopanim, we see from this afla, gavaldik echidish, that there is a mitzvah in Yisraelim to get a bracha from the kain, which is a chidish gadol. We don't find this. The Pasha says the Kain has a mitzvah to be Mevarech Yisrael. We don't find the Lahadiyah that there's a mitzvah on the Yisrael to get a bracha from a Kain, but that's what the Hafla wants to be Mechadish based on our Gemara. And he brings down that he found in the Sefer Charedim that he says this as well, that there's a mitzvah on the Yisraelim to get a bracha from the Kain. But the Achranim do bring down the Dvar Avram and Simon Lamed Aleph. He brings some of the Ridvah and Sukkah and Daf Lamed Aleph, who seems to say Lahadiyah not like this. He says, Beferish, there's no mitzvah on the Yisrael to get a bracha from the Kain. It's only a mitzvah on the Kain to give a bracha to the Yisrael. So the Pashas and the Ridvah would be not like this Chiddush and Afla, not like the Charedim. But there is a Makar from one of the Gedolei Rishonim where we do see such a Musig Pashas that there's a mitzvah on the Yisrael to get a bracha from the Kain. And that is from the Ravid, the end of his Pirish on the Sechus Taman, that he's quoting the Sefer HaMikzayis. And this diak is made by the Emek Bracha, and the Emek Bracha, and the Shtikl and the Seis Kapayim. Sif, he quotes this Ravid, and the Ravid is talking about a Chiddush, when you have a Nida in the house, it's also for the Kayan to Duchen. And he says, not only is it also for the Kayan to Duchen, if there's a Nida in the Bais, he says, V'lo oid, ela she'enem maitzi es Yisrael yidei chayvason. Not only that, but if he does Duchen, when there's a Nida there, he won't be maitzi the Yisraelim, he won't be maitzi them yidei their chiyuv. So the Emek Bracha is medayik from his lashon not to be maitzi the Yisrael yidei chiyuvam, it's mashad that there's a chiyuv on the Yisrael to hear the bracha. He says that mashma kacharedim digal chayv al Yisrael yisbarachim rekaharim. There's no chiyuv on them. What does it mean you're not being maitzi them yidei their chiyuv? They don't have a chiyuv. The kain has a chiyuv to give a bracha, but there's no chiyuv on the Yisrael. So he wants to be medayik from this Ravid, who's quoting the Sefer Mikzayis, that we mashma from him that there's a mitzvah on the Yisraelim to hear the bracha from the kahanim. and this would be a shtarka makir to the chiddush of the Hafla and to the Charedim, keneged what's mashmu pashas and ledva, there would not be a chiyav and the Yisrael to mizrach from the kain. So what comes out from here is a very sadistic machlokes vishoinim. Is there a chiyav in the Yisrael to hear a birchas kahanim to get the bracha from the kain, just like there's a chiyav in the kain to give the bracha to the Yisrael?